Carl, we have
Roland.
An old friend
yes.
that is coming on with us now, who's been on our broadcast for any number of times over the past 3 or 4 years.
That's correct.
In the various places and arid and heathen ports that we've done these things.
Yes, and there have been some strange places.
Yes, yes, indeed. I'm talking about Sue DeCicco. Let me tell the folks about Sue DeCicco. First of all, she's a friend of both of us. Sue DeCicco is a very, very talented artist.
She's
a sculptor.
Is.
She's pretty savvy as far as the internet is concerned. She was and still probably is a Disney artist, one of the few that can draw and correct other people's drawings that to the specifications that Disney requires. She was a puppeteer for the Jim Henson Show on the Muppets for many years ago. She's a worldwide traveler, a bon vivant, and so many other things. And I welcome Sue DeCicco back to Smith Sabatino. Hi, Sue.
Hi. Wow, that was quite an introduction, Roland. Can I just take you with me everywhere?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to go with you anywhere you choose.
I'll carry the bags.
You know.
All right, you're both good.
The last time we talked, Sue, you were working on a project called Armed with the Arts, in which you, as I understand it, were trying to get the world's using art in the, and the world's children to communicate with one another toward the understanding and of peace. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And how did that go? And I know that you did a video, which I wish we could show now. We can in a couple of months when we're doing some video on Smith Sabatino. But right now, we don't have it. Opportunity to do that, but tell me what happened with that and where did it go?
Well, it started with the Peace Crane Project in 2013, and I just launched this simple idea on Facebook. What if we could use the arts to connect the children of the world so they could meet one another, learn more about one another's cultures, and share their united interest in a peaceful world? So we launched the Peace Crane Project. The United Nations Peace Day Committee got behind us in a big way and started promoting for us. So in our second year, last year, we had nearly 1 million children around the world trading cranes, learning about one another, and it's grown beyond that. Even the kids and the leaders of their communities have taken the project and made new ideas out of it and found new ways to connect through Skype or videos, or it's really grown way beyond my wildest dreams. And the video you're referring to, we've also added, last year we added a sing-along, and Rubia Braun, who's a member of our board, wrote an original song and invited children all around the world to sing the song and send in their videos, which we edited together and put up on YouTube. And this year, in addition to those two projects, we are hosting a global poetry slam for peace led by a young Indian college student who has taken the lead and posted the first video. So that's what we're up to this year. We've got three really exciting projects going and busy connecting kids everywhere.
You know, all in all, Sue, why is it so important to start connecting kids to the idea of peace long before they get into some of the other problems that adulthood brings?
Well, I think that the more the kids learn about one another and their cultures, just by virtue of understanding one another and feeling like they have friends all around the world, it will be a more peaceful world. So the waving of the signs and the writing of the poems and all that, it does put peace in their mind. But I think that the real strength of the project isn't that they're all shouting about peace, but that they're actually getting to meet one another. They share information about their schools, their cultures, how they celebrate different holidays, and all of these things. If the children of the world can truly feel like they have friends around the globe, they're much less likely to instigate war or conflict with people in those regions.
Why is it, do you think, that art, and particularly the kind of art that you have been so successful at, which is figurative drawings with cartoon characters and things of that nature, why is that more effective to help people understand that we are all one rather than separate?
Isn't it funny? I hadn't really thought about it much earlier, but somebody at the UN said to me one day, you know, you have a huge leg up on all of us because you can do graphics, which was a kind of a rudimentary and crude way of saying that I understood how to communicate with people in a way that, was really impactful. And I think that, you know, part of the problem in the world is that we've left the really huge issues to world leaders and politicians and those that don't necessarily speak from the heart or to the heart in the way that, art and creativity can.
Sue, call here. How are you doing, my dear?
Hey, girl.
It's always a pleasure. Do you see this as a movement of sorts? We talked about this, I remember, some years ago. Do you see it as a movement? Do you see it as a just a group of concerned citizens trying to bring our children across the world together? Movements, as you know, have take on a life all their own, and we did discuss this. Do you think we have a movement going here?
Well, I certainly feel that way about it. I often tell people that I'm not really sure every day what's going on with the Peace Crane Project or the other projects because so many people have made it their own, and it's really taken on a life of its own. And it does even go beyond my own foundation. There are literally thousands of organizations around the world that we unite and we promote one another in our efforts to bring about a more peaceful world.
But in your opinion, and I know that I asked you this question before, curious to see whether you're still there in terms of your optimism for the children of the world to make this a better place.
Absolutely, and never has there been a better time or an easier time for people to be able to connect. We have the internet now, and you know, we all love the videos of funny dogs and cats and whatever people share, but really the true power of it is that we can get to know one another and our children can get to know one another. And in a single generation, we can really change the way that people feel about one another, communicate with one another, and give everybody a sense of belonging to the global community.
You know, I forgot to mention in my introduction to you, Sue, that you are also a very prolific children's book author and illustrator. What are you working on these days?
I actually just today started a new book for Disney featuring Beauty and the Beast Belle.
Oh, wow.
Do you do the storyline also?
Not for Disney. They have staff writers, I think, at the publishers or at Disney. So I just do the illustrations for Disney. I do quite a bit of writing on my own and have some original books out. I don't have any going at the moment. I am just all about armed with the arts, really, most of the time, and work in as many book projects as I can around that.
Let me stay with this for just a second. What comes first, Sue, the illustration or the story?
Well, for me, if I'm doing my own work, because I'm really a visual person, I draw things first. And the words seem sort of secondary to me. But if it comes from Disney, they write it first, and then I get the manuscript, and I'm told how many pages the book is and what the format is, meaning what shape and size it is. And then I do the illustrations from there.
To me, that's very, very exciting and also very, very difficult. But I've watched you draw in the past, and I'm totally blown away at where that kind of talent comes from. So I honor you certainly for that.
Well, thank you. I think one of the things, though, about drawing is that it doesn't matter if you're good or bad at it. I'm not sure you can be bad. It's just, it's a great thing to pursue because it opens up a whole world to you. You know, if you're drawing something, it takes you to a whole different level than just taking a photograph of it. You really have to slow down and appreciate things and kind of savor life in a way that our modern-day world doesn't provide in many ways anymore.
You know, and that's true. Actually, if you even look at some of the cartoons that have been out there that deal with even stick figures, a stick figure with the appropriate facial expressions, or at least the illusion of the expression, can create an idea, create laughter as well as sadness.
Yeah, it doesn't. You don't have to draw like Michelangelo to communicate or get something out of it.
Sue, I'm going to ask you if you have the time. Would you please stay with us? We'll continue this with another segment in just a few minutes.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Yeah, same here.
That's just fascinating, really. And we're lucky to have her stick around and hang around with us. Isn't that wonderful?
It teach you how to draw.
Can you imagine? Oh, gosh, I used to draw napkins in the bar.
Yeah, but those were contracts.
Not always. So some of my fellow drinkers could get very creative on those contracts.
I see.
Anyway, Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. This is Smith Sabatino. Please remember we're back.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer is regarded as one of the best third basemen ever to play the game. He's a 3-time NL MVP, 10-time Gold Glove winner, 12-time All-Star, and he slugged 548 home runs.
There it is! Number 500 for Michael Jack Schmidt!
So, where is Mike Schmidt now? Mike has served as a spring training instructor for the Philadelphia Phillies, and he spent a season managing their single-A farm team. He's raised money to fight cystic fibrosis through his own bottle of wine, Mike Schmidt 548 Zinfandel, and he also was involved in an anti-drug campaign.
If you're into cocaine, you're living a lie. Get off it while you still have a life.
Mike Schmidt, always keeping it clean. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Pass underneath the sensor, then the camera and photo flash. You're supposed to get a ticket after entering the intersection when the light is red, not yellow. These automated money takers can't seem to send the ticket to the right cage. Ticketing the wrong driver. Shocking. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Financial windfall is hugely unpopular with the majority of American motorists. Operators of ticket cams in Washington, D.C. were caught red-handed busting motorists, not at fault. Free ticket light cam money is coveted by the politicians. Until voters gain a ticket cam referendum, those lights are here to stay, even if it means sending tickets to the wrong motorists. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.